The Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development continues its awareness and sensitization drive. The objective is to inform and educate stakeholders about Fusarium wilt tropical race 4, TR4, while protecting livelihoods and safeguarding food security. This soil-borne fungus, which affects bananas, plantain and macambu, has the potential to destroy the entire industry. This is why the Ministry of Agriculture has embarked on a proactive approach by promoting prevention. In the event this pest reaches our shores and farms, early detection would play a key role in containing the spread of this lethal pathogen. The Ministry of Agriculture, TR4 Communications Committee has engaged a cross-section of major stakeholders island-wide during the last 2 months. 10 farmer presentations and consultations have unfolded throughout the 8 agricultural regions island-wide, and presentations to SLASPA and customs staff in the north and south of the island. Massey Stores pledged their support tangibly with the ongoing awareness activities. Further, the banana, plantain and nursery farm workers of Hotel Chocola, Rabbit Estate in Soufriere, St. Lucia Small Business Association and St. Lucia Manufacturers Association participated in the awareness activities. The TR4 Communications Committee has engaged the collaborative support of stakeholders of both telecommunications companies Digicel and Flo, who have tangibly pledged their cooperation. The companies will provide the support service of TR4 information dissemination that will be issued as a text blast to all their respective customers. The TR4 Communications Committee has also received the support and participation of the St. Lucia Christian Council and will be providing their members with TR4 educational literature for distribution. The TR4 Communications Committee would like to highlight, integral to the presentations and consultations, was the positive interaction and feedback participants contributed. The knowledge and experience of stakeholders were critical in improving the ministry's approach. An essential component of the aforementioned awareness activities coming to fruition has been the significant support of the TR4 Communications Committee members and stakeholder agencies' support staff. Additionally, the erection of billboards and other signage at strategic locations with partner agencies will be a crucial component of the TR4 awareness-raising activities jointly undertaken with the TR4 Task Force. The TR4 Communications Committee would like to thank stakeholders for their active participation and support as awareness activities continue to unfold. Worthy of note is the keen interest exhibited by farmers, workers, and their zeal to implement measures that would mitigate the likelihood of TR4 fungus local arrival. The remarkable support of the various media outlets has contributed tremendously in stimulating the heightened awareness and sensitization on TR4, and we look forward to the continued partnership with all stakeholders.